The Sitcrom by Sue Lim, an everyday story of bloody civil war. Episode 2, The General Inspection. Melissa Fortescue Bottomley is disguised as Mercy, the kitchen maid, at Firebasket Hall, Warwickshire, where a platoon of the new model army has been billeted.
Stand! Aim! Fire! Oh, well shot, lads! Oh, roof pipe for supper tonight!
The platoon is part of Colonel Thundery's regiment and is commanded by Captain Arise Higgs. It is a bright September morning in 1646.
Right, you rascals, you beauties! At ease! Easy! An hour's choir practice before supper, lads. Start with pack up your bullets.
Pack up your bullets in your leather pouch and smile, smile, smile. We'll get the cavaliers a-crying ouch. Smile, boys, that's the style. Don't nod off or drop your guard, for Satan's full of guile. So pack up your bullets in your leather pouch and smile, smile, smile.
Good day, Captain Higgs. Did I hear muskets?
Aye, Sir John. The lads have just shot a flock of rooks over Firebasket Woods.
Oh, good, good. Nothing like rook pie. Had a very fine one once at Cleckheaton.
I'll send a party to pick him up.
Oh, shinburns, Captain. Let the fellas rest. I'll go myself with me old Spennel Humphrey.
I shall take the liberty of a word with your scullery maid, Mercy.
I'll do so. And tell her I shall shower her with giant puffballs on my return.
Young Mercy scrubbed and washed and sluiced, chopped wood and carried coal, whilst by the file Tobias Finn did scar his spotless soul.
There are some carrots, Mercy. Wash and chop them.
Oh, right, sir.
It's time for me to read aloud the Book of Job with pebbles in my mouth, Mercy.
Oh, why, sir?
To mortify my tongue. It wantonly tasted a plum yesterday and took pleasure in it. Now pass me that dish of pebbles.
Oh, why, sir?
I am a brother to dragons and a companion to owls. How true, is it not, Mercy? Eh?
A companion to owls, Master Finn.
Her ladyship's bell. I must go.
What shall I do with these carrots, sir?
Pound them with a pestle and mortar.
Right, sir.
Scald them on a skillet. Pass them through a sieve.
And then?
And then throw them away, Mercy. The carrot is a most lewd vegetable.
What shall I give the soldiers for their dinner?
Alas, for the roast peacocks of yesteryear at my father's house, Bottomley Hall in Hertfordshire. I recall that our cook, Carlo Caravaggi, once carved a curious cupid out of butter to celebrate my brother Rupert's birthday. But I must not dream of what is gone. I have duties as a scullery maid. I shall offer these poor, tormented carrots up to the starving soldiery without, for though they are my mortal enemies, they are flesh and blood as I am. Poor souls.
The sacred knock! Good morning, Master Thorpe.
Good day to you, Mercy, and may I say you're looking very this morning.
Oh, thank you, sir.
The bird in the bottle cannot take root. Mercy?
Nor can the snake when I had him by the foot.
Now, Mercy, I must report to the Phoenix. Have you executed the secret command?
The sacred
You recall the instructions?
Oh, aye, sir. I was to kill Captain Eggs.
Well?
Well, sir, I don't know. I've been that busy. I asked to get up at 6 and polish Sir John's fowling piece.
But, Mercy...
So, must we kill him?
We must, Mercy. The Phoenix has spoken.
Good morning, Mercy.
Oh, Captain Eggs! Oh, can you startle me?
Yeah, I got news for you, lass.
News? What is it?
The great man's coming this afternoon.
The great man?
Cromwell, lad. Oliver. Our general and our inspiration.
Cromwell? Oliver Cromwell? Coming here?
Aye. It's the inspection, see?
You are indeed honour, Captain.
I must tell her ladyship.
Now, don't you fret now. Supper's taken care of. My boy shot some rooks and Sir John's fetching them in.
Will you be wanting some extra onions, Mercy?
Oh, aye, onion soup. Rook pie and giant puffballs, lass. A supper fit for a king.
A king?
Well, just a saying, you know.
Oh.
I must go and make sure they're polishing their pikes. One rusty pike in a platoon is like a foul blot on the face of nature, as General Cromwell put it.
I must withdraw. I shall inform the Phoenix of Cromwell's arrival in code.
What's Cromwell backwards?
Leonork.
You are a remarkable woman, Mercy. Farewell.
Slip out through the scullery, sir. Oh, I must to the priest.
A priest behind the wainscot knocked, as quiet as a mouse. If e'er he was discovered, 'twould bring ruin on the house.
Father, perilous news. General Cromwell is only expected.
Oh, heaven, it is come then. I shall be defrocked, hauled before a gang of rough fellows, and my mystery mocked. I must hide.
You are hiding, Father.
Oh, what shall I do? Can you set your maidenly modesty aside for an instant? Can you smell me as you pass upon the stair?
No, sir, I swear. And I'll bring some of Lady Anne's jessamine water to sprinkle on the straw.
But then the sweet savour of it may betray me.
List! Oh. What's that?
Some horsemen arriving. I behold them through my little crack.
It must be he! Be still now. Not a word. Not a sound. Do not even rustle in your straw, Father.
I shall lie as still as the painting of the dying stag that hung in the old hall at Charterhouse. Godspeed, child. Shall I give you the blessing of St. Pancras?
Alas, Father, I'm unable to present myself to St. Pancras just now.
Oh.
Hello! Go! You there!
Oh, good morrow to me, sir.
I'm Colonel Thundery. You're a platoon of my regiment, huh?
Aye, sir. In the barn.
First we shall pay our to your master.
He meant gathering dead rooks and puffballs, sir. But... Lady Anne's in the library.
Lady, then. Announce us.
It's Colonel Thundery and... who shall I say, sir?
Moon's child, You don't recognize this gentleman? Mr. Cromwell!
Beg pardon, sir. We're honored, I'm sure.
Come here, child.
Oh...
Turn your face to the sun.
Tisn't clean, sir. I've been scrubbing the coal, sir, for Mr. Thin.
See, Thundery, the facts of civil turbulence in this dear child's face. The clouds of wrath. The vicissitudes.
Oh.
Turn aside, child. I cannot...
Oh, sorry, sir, I'm sure.
Mr. Cromwell is tender-hearted. Love to your mistress, my...
Mr. Cromwell, Lady Anne. Hmm? Colonel Thunderer.
I hope you've had good weather on the way down, Mr. Cromwell.
The sun's sudden shaft through the clouds. The drenching rains over Buckinghamshire.
Verily. In Warwickshire it has been too dry. My fowls have been afflicted with crusted beak.
One almost sees in it the tears of some divine power bursting forth, as it were, through a veil of mercy.
Fair weather, ma'am.
They tell me it's been a good year for corn.
The ear is blasted on the stalk.
Indeed. A sweetmeat kernel.
Don't mind if I...
men, women, children... in a boiling bath of turpitude.
Do you know Warwickshire well, Colonel?
Well, ma'am, split me, I've subdued half of it.
Then, Sir John?
Then, I say. Where are you, your dog?
Sitting here at the cellar door, sir, reading a pamphlet.
Well, I need some clarity. The door is locked. Give me the key.
I have swallowed it, Sir John.
Swallowed is your own. What for?
To keep the household from sin.
I leave sin alone for a few hours in the tent of my household stomach, you dog. here are good, honest English rooks. And a basket of giant puffballs, sir. Fresh from the wood.
The spawn of the evil one, Sir John.
You beauties.
Defend me from that sight.
Be so good, sir, as to take him to mercy and require her to fry him in butter tonight. Let him sizzle till they split.
Sir John, think of your soul.
I think of my poor old ramsacked old body, your dog. Give me a heap of pleasure these 62 years.
For shame, Sir John.
The soul, sir, is naught but a yard of wet cheesecloth squeezed. Let it shift for itself.
Mercy, we must see to the supper for our guests.
Mercy. 10 fine rooks for a monstrous pie tonight. Let the pastry soar to the skies, child, like the cupola upon St. Peter's at Rome.
So there you are, Sir John.
Oh, my sweet. how is it with you? Yeah, I have a basket of giant puffballs.
Cromwell is here.
You observe, my angel, their sweaty orbs. Does not remind you of the early days of our marriage at Chelsea?
Yes, we have to prepare a room for him and his escort.
Those days, my darling. I recall that you wore a monstrous farthingale.
The east wing is quite fallen down since the last great wind. 'Tis too ruined, even for Cromwell.
But my powers of navigation were equal to the worst mazes of haberdashery.
He is accompanied by a Colonel Thunderay. A charming fellow. Cromwell, of course, is as mad as a zany and as ugly as an ape.
Thunderay? Not old Flasher Thundery. I knew him in the Dutch wars. A pickled dog.
That's an idea. We'll put them in the Flemish room. Will you prepare it, Mercy?
Aye, mistress.
And then draw those rooks.
Aye, mistress.
Old Flasher. I remember him at the siege of Waffledown.
And Mercy, save the beaks for my personal use.
Yes, mistress.
He made water. Pardon me, ma'am. Right over the city wall, penetrated the citadel, and drowned a tame jackdaw on the mayoress's sleeve.
Once more the staircase tender as it ran, brought Saka to the head of man.
Oh, may the blessed St. Pancras watch over us all. What news, child?
I got some rooks gizzards for you here.
Gizzards? Oh, thank you, Mercy, but 'twas well meant, I'm sure.
Well, put them by you, sir. Maybe you'll fancy them later.
When I was at my theology at Merton, I would ever conclude my exertions over Ezekiel with a delicate little custard tart and a drop of Madeira.
Not now, Father. Pray be still and do not, as you are wont to do, burst into the Ave Maria at twilight.
Ah, child, could Cromwell's rugged ears but hear the Ave Maria?
No, Father. Seek not to change the likes of him.
Oh, so be it. Oh, what is it you have there?
Oh, 'tis clean sheets for Master Cromwell's bedchamber. And a couple of Lady Anne's nightgowns.
Mercy, lend me one of those nightgowns, I beg.
Why?
'Twould please me much to sanctify it. Her ladyship has ever been my friend.
Well, Father, do. But she will need it on the morrow.
Oh, it shall be done by then. Farewell.
Farewell.
Knees up, pack my nose, long and short and tall. Down to the Worcester we will go. E-I-E-I-E-I-O. All men shall be equal. The mighty men will fall. Knees up, toes gonna freeze up. Knees up, pack my nose.
Oi! Right, men. You put your pike right in, you pull your pike right out. In, out, in case all mix about. You keep your conduct pure and keep your powder dry. That's what it's all about.
Oh, we're the model army. Oh, we're the model army. Oh, we're the model army. That's what it's all about.
Hey! Platoon, make ready to preach. Stand. Aim. Preach!
Our text today is from the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 8. And behold, the apple shall yield up its worm, and the pomegranate its pips. On my way here today, I was...
Stop! Silence, men! Your commander would speak. General Cromwell.
I have been moved, much moved. I have seen and indeed heard much of Colonel Thundery's men. Such hearts! Such visions! Such I know not what.
Spleens, sir?
Spleens, aye. Spleens, Captain. Colonel, my congratulations. Here, in this peaceful corner of England, one might almost say one felt. Yes, I am sure I felt it. Did not you, Colonel?
What?
The flash of a divine tongue. It seared my bowels.
Mine too, sir.
Of a divine tongue has hovered over your platoon, Captain.
That's what licked him into shape, sir.
Do not jest, Captain.
No, sir.
When I contemplate the bright eyes and bulging bullet pouches of your platoon, I am moved, Captain. Have you a handkerchief, Colonel?
No, sir. I lost it at the siege of Waghorn.
Refreshment?
Yes, sir. Carrot soup and hot crusty bread.
I thank you. Serve the men, child. I have heard of your powers of oratory, Captain Higgs.
Oh, no, sir. It's only as the spirit moves me.
I would fain hear a short sermon whilst we dine. Would not you, Colonel? Obliges, Captain.
Oh, thank you, sir. I shall take my sermon from the words of the psalm. By the waters of Babylon, I sat down and...
So I say to you, my lads, today's the day when you are all winners. Come by, come by. The kingdom of heaven's on sale. Yours for a sword apiece.
My lord, my general, your soldiers, I beg you.
Who is this disorderly fellow, huh?
Tis only the steward, Master Thin, Colonel. The most devoted Puritan-like man, so please you.
Thin?
Thin, sir. May I kneel and kiss your top boot?
You may not. What is your errand, Thin?
I beg you, sir, and your men to disgorge the viands which you have just received at the hands of this treacherous girl.
Disgorge them, sir?
What, Master Thin?
Hey, sir, poisoned, you say?
Oh, Colonel Thundery.
beg pardon, but Master Thin is very unforgiving towards the carrots, sir.
Well, harm can come of carrots, Master Thin.
It can stir up the saintliest man to acts of unspeakable filth.
Take him away.
Come away, Master Thin. I'll thrash you in the pantry if you wish. Come on.
Give me the key, you rogue. Cannot you disgorge that? I care not from
Sir
where...
Sir John, this is Mr. Cromwell.
Mr. Cromwell, your most obedient... you fought some fine campaigns, sir, and put many old friends of mine to flight.
You must forgive me, Sir John. What I did, I was, as it were, urged to by the irresistible power of... What was it? History? Divinity!
Groupie!
Flasher! My dear old friend, how are you, you old bitch?
Groupie Farbasket! I knew him, General, in the Low Countries.
Yes, we laid him low indeed, Master Cromwell, eh? I was called Droopy in those days, in the spirit of satiric raillery.
Droopy! I cannot conceive.
Flasher, my dear dog, will you take a glass of claret?
If General Cromwell is...
General Cromwell, too. Let's take it here in the shade of my dear old apricot tree.
Shall I fetch his glasses, Sir John?
And tell that steward of mine to deliver the cellar key. Where's he gone?
He fled towards the wood, Sir John, with his pamphlets all aflutter.
Odds, Gaskins, let's shoot the locks off, Flasher. Come, I carry my flower piece over inside the Gaskins, old boy. Mercy, be a good girl and toss a few giant puffballs onto the skillet for
us. Aye, sir.
Master Cromwell, we will return anon with a wine that will make your lips flap in ecstasy. Hey, dog.
General?
Dog.
What is it, Captain?
May I say how much I've always admired you, sir?
No. These words drive swords into my soul.
Oh, right, sir.
Sitting here, seeing the men dozing in the sunlight in this pleasant village, what's it called?
Fire basket, sir.
The whole aberration of civil strife seems like some dreadful plague that has swept through, scourged and purged, and left naught.
Oh, yeah, but be comforted, sir. Here, wipe your eyes on this dock leaf.
Oh, thank you, Captain. You are a man of feeling. What's that?
Platoon, present arms. Load. Aim. Fire.
Don't shoot, sir. It is only Sir John and Colonel Thundery shooting the locks off the cellar.
But what's that? That fearful sound was not the report of a fowling piece.
Oh, sir, just puffballs, sir.
Yeah, Flasher. Drink me a toast, you dog. To Betty Staggerboom of Rotterdam. You remember the witch?
Will that be all, Mr. Cromwell, sir?
Yes, child. Run off and minister to the puffballs.
Of course, Mr.
Captain.
Aye, sir.
Ask the men to sing for me.
The toast!
Something melancholy.
Let's have our favourite march.
It's a long way to start from Walden. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to start from Walden when the roads are deep in snow. Goodbye, Newport Pagno. Farewell, Marston Moor. But when we get up to Saffron Walden, we'll give it what for.
You know, sitting out here, Captain, by the firelight.
Yes, General. It comforts my heart.
With the men all safely at rest in the barn. Is Colonel Thundery here?
He's blown himself out, General.
Safe in the airloft, sir.
Shame he's not here to taste the night. But then I fear he is not a man of great sensibility, as you are, Captain.
Thank you very much, sir.
On such a night as this, one begins to understand the superstitions of the common people. One can almost feel, can one not?
Yes, sir.
The tingling sense of a world invisible to our mortal sight, and yet just a breath away.
Split me.
I hear unearthly music.
Great heaven, what is it?
Up there, sir. Look, Sir John, up on your parapet.
Oh, no. 'Tis Father Francis in Lady Firebasket's nightgown.
'Tis an apparition.
Oh, no, sir. 'Tis my wife. I recognize the cuffs.
'Tis no woman, sir. No mortal woman, no how.
Down on your knees.
God, so it wavers as a flame.
Oh, take from our sight this hallucination.
Come down, Anne. Or is it... Mercy, you sure Lady Filibuster's not arrived?
'Tis no lady, Sir John. I can see its beard twinkling in the moonlight. I've got the best eyes in the regiment.
It sings loud. Can it be? Surely it cannot be the blessed. But no, 'tis foul superstition.
I'll give it a blaskum musket shot.
Oh, no. Let me conjure it.
Conjure it? Can you do so, Mercy?
Conjure it, child. Conjure it.
Come down. Go back to your dark den. If you do, you will be rewarded. With a delicate little custard tart and a glass of Madeira.
Madeira?
It spoke.
Phantom, be gone.
It's gone?
It vanished amid the chimney stacks.
What?
But you, child, come here. Let me look into your face.
No.
How expertly you did address the phantom and bid it take its flight.
Nay, sir. It were not but a country curse my mother did teach me.
I wish to know more about you, child. Your origins, your upbringing. You are a simple country girl, and yet, somehow, you can communicate with the other world.
Nay, sir. I be but a half-witted wench.
Oh, I can vouch for her simplicity, General, and her chastity. She won't even play shuttlecock with me in the long gallery unless me old spaniel Humphrey is by.
Come, Captain, bring candles. I wish to interrogate this young woman.
Oh, heaven! He must not discover that I am not truly Mercy, that I am Melissa Fortescue Bottomley, or that I am a royalist spy. Will I be able to resist the terrible arrows of his interrogation?
In The Sitcom, Sir John Firebasket was played by Joss Ackland, Lady Anne Firebasket by Denise Coffey, Tobias Thin, Clive Merrison, Mercy, alias Melissa, Miriam Margulies, Father Francis, Nicholas Grace, Gazebo Fogg, Jack Claff, Captain Arias Higgs, Alan Armstrong, General Cromwell, Bert Parnaby, Colonel Thundery, Peter Howell, Counter Tenor, Peter Haywood, and the New Model Army by The Cast. The music was by Colin Sell. Sitcom was written by Sue Lim and produced by Jonathan James Moore. Next week, episode 3, Thick Fog in All Areas.